It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
What are you playing?
The new Madonna.
Oh, okay. I didn't know it started like that. You crank that up a little bit? I like that song. Bethann's dancing to Madonna in the studio. Bethann McBride, program director. Keep it relevant. That's what you're doing. I know what you're doing. Rob's gone, and you're just trying to hip it up a little bit.
That's right.
Of course, Madonna's not hipping it up a little bit. You know what I'm talking about. I mean, you'd want to play a more contemporary artist. Somebody that wasn't 50. She's not talking. Hello. Just a little. I'm doing some heavy lifting today, Bethann.
She's relevant.
What were you thinking about just then? Were you thinking about the board?
No. I was just thinking, how can Madonna not be relevant? It's a new song.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, you said to me that you made a reference that Mr. Spiewak, some of his musical selections, I believe you said yesterday, were from the 1940s.
I was kidding. It was a joke.
Oh, I think there was, you know, in all jokes are
true. A grain of truth.
You know that. In all jokes are true.
I know. And I was exaggerating, not the 1940s.
Well, I just respond to what you say.
I know. You know. As I do you.
Sometimes, like 50% of the time. I want to tell you about our website, Mike O'Mara. show.com. Uh-huh. How's everybody doing
today?
We're
doing swell.
Hope Rob's having a good time down in Disney World.
I'm sure he is.
MikeO'MaraShow.com. We'd like you to go there and register. If you do register, ladies and gentlemen, you will qualify to win $500 and also a Nintendo Wii system.
Wii!
You can download our podcast, give us instant feedback, and also the photos are there, like from Bo yesterday with his Preparation H, and you'll also get the Daily Buzz. That's there. You can AOL instant message us at Mike@WJFK and 877-365-3636. That is the phone number. Now, what they're telling me, I'm sorry, Buzz. What they're telling me is that a lot of people are going to the website, but they want you to register so you will qualify. Yeah, what they do is they want a pound of flesh. They want your soul.
You can't just go there. You have to fill out the form. And while you're filling out forms, apply to be a Buzz Babe if you're so qualified.
How are we doing with that? And Snell, you said we were doing very well with the Buzz Babes.
We have been talking about it a lot lately, but we've actually picked up a few more, and we're waiting for more. We have some finalists. We just, we'd like more. We always want more.
In the works right now, we're going to line up our Buzz Babes, and we are also going to perhaps have a little Buzz Babe debut.
I think we should.
If we find the proper venue. And CK was talking to me a moment ago and saying, yes, we are looking for the proper venue.
Good.
But, you know, we just want to find the absolute right place and get that as the debut. You've been screening these ladies. And,
absolutely.
How many Benjamins would you give all these women that we have here?
Oh, I think we've got some, on the scale of 5 Benjamins, as we were using earlier, I think we've got some 4s and 5s.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
4s and 5s?
I do.
So 5 being the best.
Absolutely.
And a few 4s in there, too.
Mm-hmm.
But the 4s try harder.
That's right.
Is it 150 degrees
in
here?
All of a sudden it does. Let me go check.
Thanks.
I thought it was about right.
Just go ahead. What, the temperature?
Yeah.
No, it's hot in here.
Is it?
I know you don't respond to the heat the same way. Believe me, it's hot in here today.
I love the tropics.
What is the deal? I mean, we always, every day, we have to say turn the temperature down, and it's still 80 degrees in here. Is it not working or what? Because I know the midday show keeps it a little warmer across the hallway. What do we turn it down to each and every day? Because I'm going to take personal control of this.
I just turn it as far to the left as I can.
See, that might freeze it out.
Okay.
You familiar with that, the way those things, you know, you freeze those little air conditioning units?
We pick a good temperature and stick to it, maybe.
We're going to have a visit from a very significant politician who is not all that happy. But before we do that, we didn't get to the Hollywood hot sheet because you were talking to Bob Saget today. I wanted to ask about our old friend Ed McMahon.
Oh, this is so sad. They're foreclosing on his house.
Now, you would think, you know, you're the announcer for a million years for The Tonight Show.
One of the biggest shows on television.
You're getting paid a ton of green for that.
You would think. And the other stuff that he's done.
You do that crap with Dick Clark. You're doing that all the time.
Publishers Clearinghouse.
He's the ultimate pitchman. He's doing that all the time.
All kinds of TV ads, of course.
Right. So what's the deal?
Recon Trust has filed a notice of default on the loan for Ed's house. Wall Street Journal says McMahon is $644,000 in arrears $4.8 million home loan on his Beverly Hills mansion.
Oh, think it's gambling?
No. As a matter of fact, it's because he hasn't been working, because here's the other part of the story that I wasn't even aware of. Did you know he had broken his neck? That Ed McMahon had broken his neck? And because of that, he hasn't been able to work for months and months and months.
But don't they have great insurance through SAG or whatever it is that they belong to?
Apparently not.
Guys, You're missing the fact here. He's 100 years old. Still? He should be. He hasn't been able to work. He's like 90. I mean, really, your normal person.
Right,
you know, the people that I see every year down in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sorry he broke his neck. He's 115 years old. And I remember when he came out with the book.
Right.
You know, and he was talking about Johnny, and we interviewed him. And I said, you know, at that point, you know, Ed sounds like, you know, he's ready to maybe relax a little bit. I mean, this is retirement age. So this
right.
speaks to
100 years old.
This speaks to, like, what he's doing with the coinage.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Ed has made a gazillion dollars. How did he break his neck again?
It hasn't been said. In fact, like I said, I didn't know until today that he'd even broken his neck, apparently months and months ago, and he hasn't been able to work. And he's had this house on the market for about 2 years now, and, of
I
course,
know
it isn't selling.
Old people occasionally take a fall. It's very sad when they do. But mm-hmm. How do you, you know, I guess you got to fall down face first. Going down the stairs.
I have no idea.
Well,
like
I feel
more.
Sorry for Ed, and I
we
hope we get
do.
More detail on that. But the whole, everybody's saying, well, the reason he hasn't been able to make his payments is because he hasn't been able to work. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, he should be retired now.
You would think he would have plenty.
Yeah. I would think that the house would be paid for. Mm-hmm. He got a settlement a while back with mold, I was reading, for $7 million, and the house is valued at $6 million.
Well, he's been trying to sell it.
Yeah, but I mean, does he need to, or is he just saying go scratch, which a lot of people are doing in this current housing market? A lot mm-hmm. of people are saying, F it, I'm just not going to pay my, you know, my bills.
Yeah, well, maybe that's what he decided. And now he's being foreclosed upon.
Let's go to Catherine in Maine. Catherine, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello, Catherine, are you there?
I'm here.
Radio show, how are you?
I'm great. Mike.
Yes, I'm here.
Every once in a while, I come across your cousin Ted up here.
Oh, my. Hold on a second. Now we go into interesting
Teddy.
Ground here. Yeah. How's Teddy doing?
He's great, and he's very proud of you.
Well, I love my cousin Teddy. He's a good guy, really good guy. And, I have a whole chunk of family up there. And how are we sounding on WZAN in Portland, Maine?
You sound fabulous. We're also proud of you and your new show.
Oh, wonderful. Well, thank you very much. Whereabouts in Maine are you calling from?
Portland.
Portland, Maine. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be going up there this summer. You know, the thing is about Portland, all you people that call from Portland, you don't sound like the real people from Maine. You know, the down east people. You don't have that accent. Are you a transplant? Or have lived there?
I've only been here 21 years. That doesn't count.
See, that's
working it up for you.
She sounds like Pepperidge Farm remembers. That's the way it sounds. Well, if you see Teddy, you say hello for me, okay?
Yes, Mike, I wanted to ask about your voice. It sounds like it's better.
It is better. It's gotten a lot better, and I guess it was the reflux because I took the the stomach stuff.
Good.
As my body continues to fall apart. But I'm feeling very sorry for Ed McMahon right now.
Well, you know, I just wanted to tell you that the whole thing is psychosomatic.
What, the voice thing?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, well, no, I mean, the guy said he looked at my vocal cords, and he said it was a little red, and he said that's because of stomach acid.
No, it's psychosomatic. It was fear of failure.
Because I'm a failure.
No,
it's
fear.
A delay.
No,
F-U.
No,
yeah, yeah.
She said fear. You're not a failure.
Okay, thank you. All right, thank mm-hmm. you very much. All right, let's go to Sean in Iowa. No, that's mm-hmm. cool. That mm-hmm. was a delay.
Right.
Hello, Sean in Iowa. How are you?
It's not Iowa. It's Idaho.
Oh, Idaho. Well, it's pretty close anyway,
yeah.
Right, Sean?
Yeah. Hey, I know what happened to Ed McMahon.
What happened to Ed McMahon?
He had several failed restaurant ventures.
Oh, now that's not nice. Are you referring to my restaurant?
No, not at all. Not at all. It's totally
I didn't know that
true.
Ed was involved in restaurants. You know, it wasn't the chain of McMahon's or anything like that.
Oh, no. He was just the money man in restaurants down there in California.
Didn't know that either.
What type of restaurants? Would we know any of the restaurants that he was involved in?
I cannot even think of it. That was a long time ago.
I will tell you that, a failed restaurant can really suck the cash out of you.
As
a matter of fact, Sean, it can really suck the life out of you as well.
I'm in the business, so I understand.
Are you in the restaurant business?
Yes, I am.
How many times a day do you say it is what it is?
I try not to say it at all, but it does creep into your mind here and there.
That is what we say, when things go totally to crap, you know, when you're sitting there, when you're in the kitchen and all of a sudden you see a guy sever his finger, you know, and
he's
bleeding profusely,
he
looks at you and he says, it is what it is. Because that's, you have to say that when you're in the restaurant business, you have to say that because otherwise you'll go out of your mind.
In every department. True.
In every department. Wow. I'm talking about when you're dealing.
Front of house, back of house.
Front of the house, yes. Mm-hmm. Front of the house would be the waitresses, back of the house where they're making the food.
Right.
And, you know, when you're dealing with the authorities, which I did a little bit. And, you know, I just at a certain point said to myself, you know, it is what it is. What kind of restaurant do you run, Sean?
It's a full service restaurant.
Are you a little hesitant to say it on the air? We could give you a free plug here.
Yeah, it's a Steam Plant Grill in Spokane, Washington.
Okay, I just don't understand why you're hesitant. How do you like it there? Is that good food, good people?
Yeah. Been there since the beginning. It's coming up on 9 years. So, we have a good time. It's
See, listen, he just didn't seem enthused,
did he?
Didn't seem like he liked his job.
He seems burdened.
It is what it
is. I didn't want to come out and say it, but Sean was lying. Let's go to John in Sacramento.
Hello, Bethann.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I know you were concerned about the animal owners beating their animals to make them sing.
Yes.
So what do you think they did to them when they wouldn't perform?
They beat them.
Why do I think you're sitting there completely naked, lying on like a quilt right now, a homemade quilt that you have?
I'm at work, young man.
He's at work.
Yes, well, you can find a quiet, locked room at work, too, young man.
Yes, it's called the rest room.
Are you a fan of Beth Ann's, John?
Yeah, I am a fan of Beth Ann's. I don't see her nearly enough, but...
No one does.
I don't see you.
Ever since she moved out of your town, you can't look in her window anymore. Let's go to Rufus. I love that name. Rufus in Reno. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, buddy. We love you here in Reno.
Oh, thank you very much, Rufus. And I'd love, and I said this to Beth Ann last week, I would love to take the show on the road and go out to Reno. Mm-hmm. And technically, for all of you that are listening in Sacramento, if I take the show to Reno, that's just as good as going to Sacramento. So we don't go over the mountain. Doesn't really matter.
We have 24-hour drinking.
That's right.
Which is fantastic.
We've got an email from, Stacy Kaufman?
A listener writes.
Stacy is, this is actually a lady that's in, she worked for this company or what?
Yeah, television.
She works for cable TV out there.
Oh.
She says, please come to Reno. Getting a lot of good vibes from Reno.
Oh, yeah.
What can we do for you today, Rufus?
Hey, you know our buddy with the broken neck.
Mr. Ed?
Yes, he was actually training. He was doing a lot of those underground street fights like Kimbo was. And actually...
Pay money to see that, brother. I truly would.
He had a card. He was supposed to fight Kimbo, but he got his neck broken.
Kimbo!
Kimbo.
Wow, that's all sad. You do is hear about Kimbo lately. Well, we wish Ed the very best. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time now. I'm going to take a bit of a break, and I think we have the former...
Listen, I'm sorry you're going to miss this because we're excited.
Take it away, Buzz, and he's standing by for your proper introduction.
Ladies and gentlemen, the former President of the United States, Mr. Bill Clinton. Come on in, Bill.
It's over.
What's over?
It's over. They're telling me I'm supposed to give up the ghost.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing,
How
too.
How are you, Beth Ann?
I'm good, Mr. President.
That is a lovely sweater vest you're wearing today.
Thank you so much.
I couldn't help notice that outside. That's wonderful.
Right for the ladies.
I apologize if my voice is not what it normally is, but I have been on the campaign trail. My God, we've been working so hard, diligently. It's been really satisfying going out to the different college campuses and talking to all the girls, I mean the people that are out there that are supporting us. And I just want to say that it seems sad right now, but never say never. That's my motto. Never say die.
As far as you're concerned, you're not giving up. It's not over yet.
Absolutely not.
Wow.
No, I think it'd be foolish to concede at this point in time. She's
really,
got most of the popular vote. Are you kidding me?
I've heard that challenge.
Let me point my big waggly finger in your face and say she's got most of the popular vote, guys. God damn it.
Please don't do that. But it seems Mr. Obama.
Damn it. I wish you got more delegates.
As the delegates,
No, I don't think you can really. Let me explain it to you this way.
Please do.
And this is the way I want to tell you about it. Mm-hmm. The superdelegates.
Yes.
And the regular delegates.
Right.
They are linked.
Yes, they are.
They are both delegates.
That's correct.
And the fact that the superdelegates have said they commit themselves to one candidate doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to go to the convention and vote that way.
You think they might switch.
You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
So they can get to the convention floor and everything can change.
Change their minds.
So if you want to just coronate this other individual and say, oh, my goodness, the first African-American, I don't think it's time. I don't think it's proper time at all.
What are you doing to sway these superdelegates?
When are you going to play Week of Wallets?
As soon as Mike comes back and we can talk
very
about
good.
It.
I'm excited. It sounds like a great promotional idea.
It is a great promotional
yes.
idea.
Are we keeping you up by any chance?
No, you're not.
Very good.
You
what
love
was
to
your
engage.
Question, Mr. Burbank?
I was asking you how you were going to go about swaying these superdelegates.
Well, there's no need to sway them. I think the strongest candidate is out there, and she's done a wonderful job. I'm talking about Hillary.
Of course.
And I really do believe that this thing will go all the way to the convention floor, and they will see the light of day and realize she is the only one who's truly electable. I say go, 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 fight, fight, fight.
I understand, and I appreciate that enthusiasm.
And but you know what I also say?
What else?
Each and every day I wake up, I do several stretching exercises.
I'll bet.
I do my Tai Chi,
uh-huh.
and then I slowly look in the window, and I say to myself, ooh, me so horny. Me so horny.
Uh-huh, so
I would be
changed.
More. I came on your show for an express reason.
Really?
There was a lady, I believe she was a Democrat, who called in a little while ago by the name of Kendall.
Yes, that's correct.
Said that she got wet and she was wearing a bra driving her car.
Her blouse got wet, so she took it off and was driving about in her
bra. Did she
bra.
Come by?
No, we invited her to, but she just
here.
Didn't make it. Now that she knows you're here, perhaps she will.
All right. Well, I understand they've told me that some of your listeners wish to talk to me.
Well, of course. You're very popular still, Mr. President.
Thank you very much. I will go to this caller right now. Hello, how are you? How you doing?
Hello?
Caller, you're on with Bill Clinton.
Yes, the president.
Hello, how are you?
Hello?
Is that me?
Yes, it's you. How are you?
Mr. President, I just wanted to know, did you have sexual relations with that woman?
I did not have sexual relations with that woman. And anyone that says so is a liar. And remember, they're a liar, and you know you heard it from me first. That was just a common, consensual activity that we enjoyed together.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm talking about? He's gone.
He's gone.
Oh, he's gone.
He just wanted to hear one particular thing.
Yeah,
I am very, very excited about the prospects of being first man. And that has a nice ring to it, doesn't
it?
First man.
We were excited about that idea.
You're excited about it?
Yeah, we were looking forward to seeing you as first
I have heard
gentleman.
You support the other guy. And I'm going to tell you, it doesn't bother me a little bit.
Well, I'm glad about that.
I don't care one tiny little bit.
You're a good Democrat.
Beth-Ann, would you like a pantsuit?
No, that's.
I've got several hanging up in the closet. It'll be a lot of fun.
Doesn't Hillary need them?
No, she doesn't need them anymore.
She won't miss them.
She's going to be wearing different clothing if I have anything to say about.
Really, what kind of thing might we expect?
I just told her. I said, you know, chill out a little bit. Take some time. The primary season's over. You still got a chance. You go, girlfriend. Just hang around Chappaqua in your bra and panties. She didn't respond to it that well.
Really?
Oh, I seem to have a little crick in my throat here.
Sorry to hear that,
but anyway, sir. I'm here to answer any questions you might have about the future of the country because
yes, please.
I care, and I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Thank you for clarifying that.
That's now, what you said.
Moments of total silence. It's always so much fun. Mr. Burbank.
Carrying this fight all the way to the convention. Do you think that's a good idea in terms of uniting the party and uniting the country?
It is the best thing for the country. It's
really?
What will work for the country.
Really?
It is where the intelligence in the country will be.
Mm-hmm.
And it is what I plan to do. And it is what I plan to support.
Mm-hmm.
And that is exactly how I feel.
Uh-huh.
God, I am starving. Do you have M&Ms in your green room?
Yes, we do.
Tons of them,
Could you bring me a cup or two? That'd be a lot of fun. Let's go to Nick in Vienna. Hello, Nick. You're on with the president. How are you? I don't really need them. I was just kidding. Thanks so much. Nick from Vienna, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. I want to see what Bill thought of Michelle Obama.
Michelle Obama.
What do you think of that?
Ooh la la. Did you see last night right before he gave his speech and she kind of gave him that little point?
I know. Look, she gave him a look, too.
I have to tell you, that indeed turned me on.
I thought so.
Thank you for the call, like-minded individual. Hello, Scott in Alexandria. How are you? Let me get a drink of water before I die.
Mr. President,
how are you,
sir?
Scott? How are you?
I had a question for you, sir.
Very good. Go ahead.
Fire away.
Have you ever been with a black woman?
I have really made a practice throughout my political career of not kissing and tell. I do not do that. I don't think it's appropriate for a man of my stature. But if you can read my code words, I will just tell you one thing. Are you listening, Scott?
I am.
Brown sugar. How come you dance so good?
You've always been
chuckly hockily.
Always been against discrimination, haven't you?
Oh man,
sir?
I tell you, once you do black, you never go back.
That's so true.
You've said quite enough there.
And the funny thing is, it's when I was over in England. Let's go to James in Sacramento. How are you,
Mr. President? How are you, sir?
Honor to speak with you, James. What can I do for you today?
Question for you: why do you always sound so nasally?
What?
Is it cocaine?
Oh, now, let me tell you, I'm going to point my finger at you, too.
Yeah.
Just like you've got a camera. You can throw around those allegations as much as you want. I am not going to tolerate it. I swear to God, I'd punch you right in the eye. I would sock you right in the eye.
He will, too.
Just because a man gets up early in the morning and wants an extra lift and puts a little line out on the table, you're going to crucify me. I say,
sound
screw you.
Like Elvis.
Yes, a little like Elvis. I'm nothing like Elvis. I play the saxophone.
I don't hear the nasal thing. To me, it's more of a hoarse thing, and I just think that's from talking all the time.
Oh, now we're talking. Let's go to Kate. Kate from the state of Maine. We're getting a lot of calls from Maine on the Mike O'Meara Show.
You like that.
Incidentally, please go to MikeO'MearaShow.com. Get whatever you need there.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Get anything you need. You buy a vacuum cleaner there.
Have you heard about the Buzz Babes?
The Buzz Babes?
Yeah.
Oh, I certainly have.
You could stick around and help recruit.
I would love to be invited to that private screening, if you know what I mean.
You are invited, sir.
Kate, what can we do for you?
Mr. President, today's my birthday, and I wondered if you'd spank me.
I'm not sure that it would be totally presidential. How old are you?
I'll be 22.
22. All right. Well, I know the ritual. And are you
Will
in the car?
Will you use the frying pan?
No, I'm not going to use the frying pan. I'd like to use, actually, my little bare hand here. Is that possible?
What about the ice pick?
No, we don't have the ice pick. Would you like to bend over a table?
Sure.
What are you wearing right now? Are you wearing pants or dress?
I'm wearing a little red pair of panties and nothing else.
What I'm going to need you to do is I would like you to slide those panties down just about 5 inches or so, exposing the top part of the buttock. Are you doing
it?
All right, are you ready? And how old are you again, Kate? You talk, I talk.
22.
Here we go. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Wah.
Will you use the frying pan?
Kate, you're going to need to turn your radio down.
Okay.
All right. 2, 3.
Ooh.
4.
Harder.
5. Kate, you got to respond, you incredible idiot.
Each time.
Hold on a second. I've got to get my friend Mike. Hold on.
Oh, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Kate. Hey, Kate.
Yeah.
Are you there? When people spank you, you normally have to respond. That's how it works, okay?
Saying.
No, you weren't. You got to be louder. You have to be louder. Thank you.
Boy, what a taskmaster that son of a bitch
is. Mr. President.
All right, here we go. 21. 22. Thanks so much for the call, bitch. Let's get back to Kurt in Northern California. How are you, Kurt?
Hey, good afternoon, Mr. President. I just had a question for you. I'm wondering why Barack and Hillary can't get along, because I've never heard of a black man not liking a white woman with a big ass.
Oh, there you go. That's a racial comment. I do not care for that one
like
little
that
bit,
all.
You son of a bitch. If I was here, if you were here, I would fight you.
And
what
would,
happened to my voice?
He would, too.
I would fight you. All right, one last question.
It's the stress, Mr.
Let's
President.
Go to Chris in Northern California. Hello, Chris.
Mr. President, it is indeed an honor to speak with you today.
Now, that's the proper respect, and I do appreciate it. What can I do for you?
Well, I'm wondering, when you get to the convention, if you and Hillary may adopt the practice of active love to sway the delegates.
Acts of love.
Active.
Active love.
Active love or acts of love?
No, active love. It was something that I believe in the past you used to promote.
Oh, active love. I think
active
I know
love.
Exactly
you
what you're
that.
Talking about.
Yeah.
Chris,
yes, indeed.
It's very important for every politician to get up close and personal with his constituents.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can do anything in my power, my personal power, to sway a delegate, as a matter of fact, Gina Gershon, if she was a superdelegate, we'd already be having this thing locked up. God bless you, Chris. Thanks so much for calling. I appreciate it. Listen, I have enjoyed talking with you.
We always enjoy your visits.
I'm real sorry we didn't have Hail to the Chief, because normally they play that, but it's somewhere far, far away.
We'll have it next time for you, sir.
God bless both of you, and keep up your love of cats.
Thank you. We will.
Take care. Bye.
President Bill Clinton, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm still talking, and the door is closed. Hey, we got a tornado out here.
Let me get that for you, sir.
I'm going to stand on the other side of the door. Isn't this big fun? Oh, I love doing it. I can talk to you all night long. I have hemorrhoids.
Oh, dear.
Bob Saget cured my hemorrhoids. We'll be right back with the final buzz of the afternoon. How are you?
It's the Mike O'Meara Show.